Louise Ma on 666 ABC Canberra.
Now, it's amazing what you can see if you shine a light in the right direction. Scientists in Africa are digging out the data for a first ever set of digital soil maps. And they're doing this by shining light on a soil or plant sample and measuring the amount of light reflected back. These much more detailed maps that they're able to produce are designed to help subsistence farmers maximise their production of basic food crops. With me in the studio today on his one-day visit to Canberra is Dr. Keith Shepherd. He's the project's principal scientist. He's based at the World Agroforestry Centre in Nairobi. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Shepherd.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's great to be here in Canberra, Louise.
Yeah. Well, yeah, welcome to our city and apologies for the weather.
Well, no problem.
Have you had a chance to look at the soil in Canberra? I suppose not.
Well, I'd love to get out there and start digging up holes, but time hasn't allowed so far, but yeah.
We know why it's so important to understand the soil, because if you don't understand the soil, you're not going to know what's going to grow best there or how best to grow it. But how was soil tested in the past, and why is your method so much better, do you think?
Right. Well, conventionally, you would shake up soils with various chemicals to extract elements out of it, which you would then use to give advice on how much fertilizer to apply and what type of fertilizer where. This is a very tedious, expensive process, which requires chemicals and is quite wasteful. So imagine now we can replace that just by shining light on a soil sample, collecting the reflected light back. So in a 30-second scan for a dollar a sample, we can tell you most of what you need to know about soils to give farmers advice on what fertilizers to apply, where and how much. And we can also now shoot X-rays directly at plant materials, tell you exactly what elements are in the plant tissue. Do you have deficiencies of zinc or copper, or what do you need to apply? So this technology is fast, very reproducible. And what importantly, it allows us to take many georeference measurements from any area, whether it's a field, it can be a country, or you've even done this at sub-Saharan African scale. And once you're armed with rapid, cheap measures of soil or plant properties at many thousands of georeference locations, we can actually now digitally map a continuous surface of those properties. So we can provide that information at no cost now to farmers down a mobile phone. So he doesn't need to go and pay for an expensive soil test, which they can't afford anyway.
Yeah.
To get the information he or she needs to grow better crops.
How was this technology developed?
Well, it really is borrowed from the pharmaceutical industry, for example, uses it for quality control for medicine. So it's built to very exacting standards. And so we've adapted it for use in agriculture. And we now have helping 10 African countries set up labs or even bring across the concept of a rural spectral lab, where it's a bit like a rural health clinic, where you can put just two instruments, very robust instruments, into a rural town in Kenya. We have one NGO who's already doing this, and they can not only do this at scale for their own operations, but farmers can bring in soil or plant samples and get them analyzed at a fraction of the cost that they would normally need to pay, and get advice on how to grow the crops better.
And I love too how you're using the technology of mobile phones, which that technology is being used for a whole lot of different things in Africa, from pure communication to sending money to relatives and all sorts of things. And now it's being used to help farmers improve the quality of their soil.
Yes, I mean, the growth in mobile phones in Africa has been absolutely phenomenal, and we're seeing increasing use of smartphones as well. So now, we're able to provide farmers with information on market prices, weather and soils and crop diseases. Now they can take a picture of a crop disease and get an instantly advice on what it is and what to do about it. So it's really changing everything.
Yeah, it's revolutionizing whole areas of life. But How many farmers have you helped with these digital mapping techniques, would you say, so far in Africa?
Well, we're working at two levels. We're helping governments. We're part of the Africa Soil Information Service, which is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but we're trying to transform this into a social enterprise, so it'll be self-sustaining service going forward into the future. So we're helping African governments at national level set up their own soil information services using this technology. So, for example, we've helped the Ethiopian government, and we're working with Ghana, Nigeria, and Tanzania at the moment. By mapping out the soil fertility status at country level, they're able to target, you know, what fertilizers to import, how to blend them, what advice to give to farmers in different parts of the country. So we're having impacts at the national scale, and now we're working with frontline NGOs like the One Acre Fund to give advice directly to farmers. For example, they're running thousands of agronomic trials testing crops and fertilizers across eastern Africa, and they are using our technology to analyze the soils and plants in each one of these trials, so we can build up a really precise knowledge of what nutrients are required. And then they can set up blending plants where they're blending the right kind of fertilizers for the right places.
And also just very basic decisions about whether or not this crop is going to work at all in a particular area. Have you discovered that in some places it doesn't matter what fertilizers you use, it's better just to go with something completely different?
Well, I mean, one thing we do see is in many areas, farmers are not getting the response that you would expect to fertilizers. And this is very important to uncover the reason behind this, because when you give a recommendation to a farmer, apply fertilizer, and you expect a crop response, and that doesn't happen, it's an enormous risk to them, because fertilizers are extremely expensive because of the difficulties of importing and transporting fertilizers around rural Africa with poor infrastructure. So anything we can do to reduce the decision risk that farmers are taking on applying fertilizer is extremely helpful. So by making these measurements, we start to understand what is it that's causing fertilizers to give lower responses than we expect. Is it one of the nutrients is missing, for example, that we need to apply, maybe a micronutrient deficiency? So it's a whole learning process being built up here by the use of this technology.
Do these NGOs also help the farmers subsidize the cost of the fertilizers?
Well, not so much, but we are working with one fertilizer company, OCP Africa, who are bringing in fertilizers, phosphate fertilizers, which are badly needed, into Africa at a much lower cost than they would sell them in Europe. And this is a huge favor, if you like, for agricultural development in Africa. And what we have to realize is that in Europe, Australia, the US, there's been decades of investment in soils built up. I mean, fertilizers have been applied at subsidized prices for decades. And so it's built up the capital of nutrients in the soils. In Africa, the opposite has happened. And farmers have been continuously cropping the land for decades with very low levels of inputs. And those investments...
So the goodness has been sucked out.
Exactly. And those investments simply haven't been made. So it's an absolute priority for, you know, African governments to help smallholder farmers in Africa build up the soil fertility status of their fields. And it's important from an environmental aspect as well. I mean, in Europe and Australia, there's a worry about the environmental impacts of applying too much fertilizer. In Africa,
especially the runoff.
Exactly. But in Africa, we have the opposite problem. We have environmental problems because of too little fertilizer use. Because what's happening, the crops are growing so poorly, the soil is exposed to the hard rainstorms, and the soil's running off into the rivers and silting up dams, making the rivers muddy, affecting the water quality. And if we have more crop growth, then it covers the soil better. You get less runoff. So in fact, we have too much. We have environmental problems from too little fertilizer use.
I'd never heard of that situation before. That's really interesting. Dr. Keith Shepherd is my guest. He's a principal soil scientist at the World Agroforestry Centre, which is based in Nairobi. It's 16 past 2 on 666. The farmers that are most benefiting from this, I said at the start, subsistence farmers. So are they growing crops for their immediate family or people in the neighbourhood, or are they trying to grow enough crops to sell, or I suppose it's a mixture?
No, it's normally a mixture. I mean, farmers will first of all grow enough for their own subsistence, but Most farmers will be looking to make some profit out of selling some cash crops. And we think this is really critical to introduce more high-value crops into these farming systems so that farmers can generate money to buy and fertilize in. If we can increase yields, then farmers can get their assistance and subsistence needs met from a smaller portion of land and use the rest of their land to grow high-value crops, vegetables and fruit trees and so on to make money, which then can be reinvested back in the farm.
Are you already seeing an increase in yields, or is it still early days?
Well, at Africa level, the yield increase has been very slow, but we are seeing many farmers now beginning to farm well and increase their yields. And we have fertilizer companies coming in, a lot of interest, a lot of investment. So I think things will really take off from here on in Africa. I mean, the real difficulty is to get into the very isolated areas where the infrastructure is very poor, and then that's more demanding. But I think, Africa is really set to take off now, and we need to get these inputs into the farms, but in a judicious way, so we don't make the same mistakes that the higher-income countries have made by buying too much. And this is why our technology can really help here, because we're really doing precision agriculture for smaller farmers, so they can apply the right fertilizer in the right amount in the right places so that they boost productivity without overdoing it. And in fact, these same technologies can benefit Australia and the United States or anywhere else in terms of helping precision agriculture so that, you know, you're not applying too much fertilizer.
Yeah. Mm. Making things better literally from the ground up.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for coming in and explaining. I think it's a really interesting story and an area I did not know much about at all. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Keith Shepherd is Principal Soil Scientist at the World Agroforestry Centre based in Nairobi. And he and his team are using this method of shining light on soil samples or plant samples and measuring the light that comes back to determine what needs to be improved in a particular soil in a particular area, all about helping farmers in those areas grow better crops to feed themselves and their neighbours. And you can see what the benefits are.